Task 3. You will hear part of a radio program. Read through the sentences below and complete them according to what you hear. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
How many friends do you have? Do you have 1 or 10? Do you ever think that some people don't have any friends? Well, some people in the world don't have any friends. You might think, it doesn't matter. Some of us have friends and some do not. But that's not completely right. A study done at the University of Cambridge showed that friends help you survive and live longer. Well, wouldn't it be marvellous to live up to 100 years old? But let me introduce myself. My name is Jane and I am 17 years old. I would like to talk to you about my best friend Sophia. We've been friends since 9th grade at school. I remember the first time I met Sophia. My good friend Anna had just moved away from our high school. I was really sad. Then Sophia came and let me be part of her life. I had a new friend. The next year, we were in different classes. That did not hurt our friendship at all. When it was break time, me and Sophia met up at the snack tables and talked. Now, in 11th grade, we are still friends, although we don't agree on the same things. For example, Sophia sometimes likes to go to the library to read after lunch, but I prefer to play basketball in the schoolyard. How do we solve this problem? Well, we play rock, paper, scissors, and we don't get upset if we lose at the game. I smile a lot when I'm around Sophia, and she smiles a lot when she is around me too. Do you remember when I said that friends help you survive and live longer? Well, a study done at the University of Kansas shows that smiling improves your health by lowering your stress levels. Friends are great at making you smile. Two friends I think you all know are Woody and Buzz Lightyear from the movie Toy Story. They are friends because they look after each other and keep each other safe. Although they were not friends from the start, they helped each other get back to Andy's home. This is what a friend does, to help each other in many ways. Some people are too shy to even make friends. That makes me think, what would you do if you saw someone all alone in the park? Here are some things you can do. First, talk to them. Get to know their feelings. For example, say, "Hi, would you like me to sit by you?" Second, listen to their words. Listening is important because it helps you understand how the person is feeling. Third, show them that you care. Your actions will show that person that you want them to feel happy. Say, "Would you like to do something together?" And if they say yes, make a plan with them. This should make both of you feel good. Friends have a strong way of making us feel happy, and they help us make better choices and push stress away. Friends are also very good at being kind and being there for you. When you make a friend, you get this little feeling that they will be your friend forever. Do you know what I mean? That's how I felt when I met Sophia. When I'm around her, I feel safe, good, and cared about. Can you think of a friend like that in your life? I hope you can, because if you can't, you need to go out there and make some friends. As Winnie the Pooh once said, a friend is one of the nicest things you can ever have and one of the best things you can ever be. So, I have a question for you. Will you be my friend?
Now, listen again.
How many friends do you have? Do you have one or ten? Do you ever think that some people don't have any friends? Well, some people in the world don't have any friends. You might think, it doesn't matter. Some of us have friends and some do not. But that's not completely right. A study done at the University of Cambridge showed that friends help you survive and live longer. Well, wouldn't it be marvellous to live up to 100 years old? But let me introduce myself. My name is Jane and I am 17 years old. I would like to talk to you about my best friend Sophia. We've been friends since ninth grade at school. I remember the first time I met Sophia. My good friend Anna had just moved away from our high school. I was really sad. Then Sophia came and let me be part of her life. I had a new friend. The next year, we were in different classes. That did not hurt our friendship at all. When it was break time, me and Sophia met up at the snack tables and talked. Now, in 11th grade, we are still friends, although we don't agree on the same things. For example, Sophia sometimes likes to go to the library to read after lunch, but I prefer to play basketball in the schoolyard. How do we solve this problem? Well, we play rock, paper, scissors, and we don't get upset if we lose at the game. I smile a lot when I'm around Sophia, and she smiles a lot when she is around me too. Do you remember when I said that friends help you survive and live longer? Well, a study done at the University of Kansas shows that smiling improves your health by lowering your stress levels. Friends are great at making you smile. Two friends I think you all know are Woody and Buzz Lightyear from the movie Toy Story. They are friends because they look after each other and keep each other safe. Although they were not friends from the start, they helped each other get back to Andy's home. This is what a friend does, to help each other in many ways. Some people are too shy to even make friends. That makes me think, what would you do if you saw someone all alone in the park? Here are some things you can do. First, talk to them. Get to know their feelings. For example, say, "Hi, would you like me to sit by you?" Second, listen to their words. Listening is important because it helps you understand how the person is feeling. Third, show them that you care. Your actions will show that person that you want them to feel happy. Say, "Would you like to do something together?" And if they say yes, make a plan with them. This should make both of you feel good. Friends have a strong way of making us feel happy, and they help us make better choices and push stress away. Friends are also very good at being kind and being there for you. When you make a friend, you get this little feeling that they will be your friend forever. Do you know what I mean? That's how I felt when I met Sophia. When I'm around her, I feel safe, good, and cared about. Can you think of a friend like that in your life? I hope you can. Because if you can't, you need to go out there and make some friends. As Winnie the Pooh once said, a friend is one of the nicest things you can ever have and one of the best things you can ever be. So, I have a question for you. Will you be my friend?
This is the end of task 3 and the end of the listening test.